the MGM Theater of the Air. Our star this week, Mickey Rooney. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Vice President of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, and noted writer of many Broadway and Hollywood musical hits, Mr. Howard Dietz.
The full hour play you are about to hear on the MGM Theater of the Air was one of the outstanding hits of its time. It is called Stablemates. It was originally a Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer movie which paired the incomparable Mickey Rooney and the late Wallace Beery. Mickey Rooney is here in person to play the part once again. In a moment, we will be listening to Mickey Rooney in Stablemates, as presented by the MGM Theater of the Air. This is the story of two drifters. One is called Mickey, who's a rather nice-looking kid, anxious to go places. But although he has plenty of dreams, some of those dreams cost money. And Mickey, at the start of our story, is short of cash, to say the least. The other wanderer is Terry, a man with tattered raiment, which is another way of saying old clothes, and an equally tattered expression on his face. He's looking for those happy days to come again. There is a third character in the story, a gleaming thoroughbred. She's called Lady Q, good at the post and good in the stretch.
Well, 3/4 and 1/13, a mile and 40 flat handily.
140 flat? Are you kidding, Gale?
140, I said, Cliff.
I sworn you did better than that. 138 or 9, I would have said.
Let's take a look at this stopwatch. Don't crack wise out loud.
Oh, well, I told you, 139.
I don't know who that old joker is over there. Might be a scout for some other stable.
Well, he ain't got a watch, though.
Didn't I tell you Lady Q was sharp, Mr. Gale?
You ride her nicely, Mickey.
You could really get her moving if he used the whip on her.
Some jock you are, but crazy.
Go on back to your stable.
Now, pipe down, you two. Well, Cliff, you want to try Lady in the fourth tomorrow?
You ain't going to let this dope ride her, Mr. Gale, are you?
Go braid a tail, will you? Yeah, I might give her a ride.
Why him? Let me ride her. She knows me and she likes me.
We can't take any chances on you.
But listen,
now pipe down, will you? Look, Mickey, she made pretty good time just now.
I know she did. 138, I'll bet about...
You set your trap. The old pitcher over there's got big ears, maybe. Yeah, she made good time, but she's got to win tomorrow. She's been a dead loss to me for the last 6 months, this getting out in front and stopping at
the time. She'll move if I have to beat a rear end off.
Well, you don't have to use a stick on her. She'll give you everything she's got.
Are you trying to tell me how to ride a horse? Are you trying to tell me?
I'm not trying to tell you how to ride, but I'm trying to tell you about Lady Q. You got a
hand ride. Mickey, don't feed her much tonight. Nothing at all tomorrow.
Okay.
Give her a little water every hour or so and check her plates.
Right.
All right, get going.
Okay, come on.
Guy sure fancies himself, don't he?
That's a horse he's nuts about. He rides well, though.
His kind's a dime a dozen. Once a stable swipe, always a stable swipe. He'd be a jock by now if he had anything on the ball.
I wouldn't be too sure, Cliff. Maybe he's got other ambitions. I'd lay off him if I were you.
Hey, here comes that old stiff over this way. Huh?
Yeah, probably hoping you'll throw away that cigarette butt.
You'll have to wait. Well, I'm going over to the track room. See you.
All right, so long, Cliff. Well, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Mr. Gale.
You know me, but I don't know you.
Oh, sure. Everybody knows you, Mr. Gale. You've owned some mighty good horses in your day, including that one out there just now.
Lady Q? She's good if you call working a mile and 150 handily good.
About 140 or thereabouts.
So what's it to you?
Now, just a minute, Mr. Gale. I ain't a clocker for somebody else. I just thought maybe I'd remind you that what she ran in today is no guarantee she'll repeat. You going to run her tomorrow?
And what if I am?
Well, just that I can ensure her winning.
How could you?
Oh, I got a little service that I render horse owners now and then. Works like magic.
Nothing doing. My plans for the future don't include going to jail.
Oh, there ain't a chance of that happening. You don't even show in the saliva. It's a special formula. All my own, see? And the only cost to you is that you put $10 on the nose for me, that's all.
I'll think it over. Where can I find you in the morning? Say, what do you call yourself?
My name's Terry.
Well, where can I find you in the morning, Terry?
I'll be right over in... Yeah. Thanks ever so much for the information. I'll get a bet down, Mr. Gale. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Gale.
Now, what in
tarnation... Gale.
Huh? Oh, hello, Donovan. Up early for a cop, aren't you?
How do you know I'm not up late? Who was that old guy you were just talking to?
Never saw him before. Name's Terry, he said.
Terry?
Yeah. You know him?
What did he want?
The usual thing. A tip.
Did you give it to him?
Well, I could use one myself. You know him, Donovan?
I didn't get a good look at him, but he looks sort of familiar. The name is Terry, huh?
Hold on. Hold now. You be good now. You got to get to bed early. Let me get the straw around you there now. Now, you got to look good when you go into that winner's circle tomorrow. I don't want any rings under your eyes. There now, you just... Who's out there? Who's there?
Evening. Mr. Gale around?
What do you want with him?
Oh, him and me's got a little business together tomorrow morning.
Then why don't you find him tomorrow morning?
Okay. I'll be glad to wait.
Did you look for him at his hotel?
He ain't there. So I'll just wait here.
Yeah. No, not here. Lady here, she's running tomorrow. Strangers make her nervous. You'll have to move on.
Well, I tell you, to be honest, I'm busted. You want me to sleep out there and all that dew?
Any other night, I'd think it over. But not tonight. Lady's got to win tomorrow, you understand?
Uh-huh. Well, that's what I'm here for. To help her win.
Who says she needs your help to win?
The only way she could win would be for all the other horses to drop dead.
You've got 5 to get out of here, or I'll call a stable
now
cop.
Now, listen, buddy. If Mr. Gale finds out that you was rude to me, he'll be pretty sore. So you just calm down and stop counting.
Why, you...
And I'll promise not to tell him. Also, I'll promise not to break every bone in your body.
All right. Okay, you can stay for laughs.
Look, ain't you ever nice to anybody?
If anybody includes horses... Yeah. There she is, Mr. Gale. Looks like she's really in shape, doesn't she, huh?
She sure looks like she's on her toes.
Yeah.
Cliff?
Yeah, I'll see she behaves all right.
Remember what I promised you? Use that stick on her, Cliff.
Are you still trying to tell me how to ride a horse?
I'm going to knock you... Shut up, the two of you.
Did you make a good bet on her, Mr. Gale?
Well, I'll get enough down on her. I didn't want to bet too fast. I'll knock the price down.
Hey, will you look at that tote board? 35-1. You better get some more down quick.
I'll get enough down so that we'll be taking the dough home in wheelbarrows if we win, and we'll still have a few bucks left if she loses.
Mr. Gale, you mean you're not putting a whole bundle on her?
I'm taking no chances.
I suppose you got a couple of grand down on her, huh?
Now, listen, smart guy, I had a 5 spot. But it's gone. Not on a horse, though.
You ought to be more careful with a big roll like that.
All right, quit planning the breeze, you boys. You got a race to ride, Cliff.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm leaving it all up to you. But that Blue Comet, you got to watch.
Yeah, I know. I've ridden them.
Okay. Blue Comet and Dingaway. You got that?
All right, riders up, please.
Okay, boys. Let's get
riders
going.
Horses have now reached the starting gate.
Hey, buddy. Move over and give me a spot along that fence.
Stop pushing, will you? I'm riding this race.
You're right.
Yeah. Hey, where did you disappear to this morning?
Me? Oh, I had some business.
Well, I'm glad you showed up. It's time you learned how wrong you can be.
There they go. AQ is gone. Vaughn to the front on the rail.
Lady Q's in front.
Second, and Foxy Jen is third.
Yeah, go on with him.
At the quarter,
go on with
Lady Q leading by four lengths.
Four lengths.
Foxy Jen is second by a head.
Yeah.
Luke Palmer third, bending away on the outside.
Yes, he's in front. Go on
at
with it,
at the half mile, it's Lady Q still leading by five lengths.
He's still
Luke
in.
Luke Palmer is second.
Yeah.
Look at that yellow jack coming up.
They come. It's what? Lady Q still in front by two lengths.
Lady Q's still in front. You see that, don't you?
And ding away on
stop
the
it,
outside.
Ain't you?
Come on, lady.
Turning for home.
Come on, lady.
It's Lady Q still in front by three quarters of a length.
Come on, lady.
Lady Q.
Yellow jack
yellow
is coming
jack
up behind
ding
me.
Away.
Your sweetheart's beginning to wobble.
What? No, she
isn't. It's ding away on the outside.
No,
here
come
comes
on,
yellow
lady.
Jack, buddy,
yellow
what did I tell you?
And ding away. It's ding away and
come on.
Come
on. Yellow Jack by a length.
Ding away, second.
It's all washed up.
Quick fire, four. The results of the race appear on the total line.
The results of the race are just what I expected.
Go home. You have to stick around rubbing it in.
I ain't rubbing it in. The trouble with your horse is she's sick.
Sick? Who says so?
Me. I say so. Well, I'll be seeing you.
Yeah. See you in the graveyard, I hope.
Come in. Evening, Mickey.
Hello, Mr. Gale. One of the stable boys said you wanted to see me, sir.
Yeah. Looking for you after the race this afternoon. I wanted to tell you I won't need you anymore.
Won't be needing me anymore? Why? Why not?
Lady Q won't need a swipe where she's going.
Where she's going?
They don't need swipes in the boneyard.
You ain't going to destroy Lady. Well, you can't do that.
Well, I'm certainly not going to feed her another meal.
But look, Mr. Gale, that's
all
murder.
Right, now, just take it easy.
It's murder for that horse, just like it'd be for any human being, just because she didn't win that race today.
Just because she hasn't won a lot of races or even come close.
Mr. Gale, Suppose I make you a deal.
You?
Yeah.
Why, you didn't even have a five spot to back her.
That was all I had with me here. I've got $86 in the bank in Louisville. Bank some every year at Derby time.
Well, what for? Well,
someday I'm hoping to be a veterinarian.
You, a veterinarian? Why, you must be 20 now. How far did you get? You get through the eighth grade?
Yeah.
I doubt it.
You're wasting words. I'll give you the 86, and you can forget the 6 weeks back pay you owe me, huh? If you'll give me Lady Q?
When can you get that dough from Louisville?
In a day or so.
Okay, it's a deal.
It's a deal.
But after you get it, get that horse out of my sight, and you too. You're both jinxes.
Hmm. Maybe not, Mr. Gale. Maybe you're the jinx.
Dance in the middle of the street?
Ah, it's you.
Yeah.
Where'd you get this old jalopy?
This motor vehicle.
Huh?
It's mine, buddy, it's mine.
Where'd you steal it?
Oh, no, this cost me heavy sugar. Very heavy sugar.
Huh. Take me home for $20.
Put that sign back in the back seat.
They should have given you $20 just to drive it away. Where are you heading?
Why, I'm going to buy me a new shirt, and then I'm going to celebrate. Hit the high road of adventure.
Well, how about driving me out to the track?
Okay. You've had a hard enough time for the day. Hop in.
All right, thanks. And a door came off in my hand.
That's okay. You can get out quicker. I think I lost the brakes a couple of blocks back.
Yeah. You lost the brakes a couple.
Yeah.
Say, you know what? You're a right guy after all. Come on, let's get going.
Here we are. End of the line.
Boy.
End of the line.
Huh? Oh,
here's your stable. Mm.
Just a minute, Terry.
Yeah?
I got a question I want to ask you.
Shoot.
I've been thinking when you're driving, it gave me time to think, see?
Last night you were broke. Tonight you got a car, you're going to buy a clean shirt, going to celebrate even, huh? You're doing it on the dough you won today on a five spot you stole from me.
Why, Mickey. Mickey, was that five spot I found on the stable floor yours?
You didn't find it on any floor. You found it in my pocket.
On the floor, I swear.
My pocket. I made sure when I bedded down last night. First thing this morning, you and Ned both, you were gone.
The floor. I saw it when I got up to leave this morning. I didn't know if it was your five spot blowing out or somebody else's five spot blowing in.
You could have at least woke me up an ass. Come on. Come on. Come on and give.
Sure. Sure, of course. Here. One five spot.
Yeah. It's better. Thanks. Who'd you put it on anyway? Yellow Jack?
Who else? You know, if Mr. Gale had listened to me, he'd have been in the chips tonight.
Well, Mr. Gale don't have to worry about her anymore.
Who's stuck with her now?
She's mine.
No kidding.
No kidding.
Look, give me half of what she earns and I'll fix her up so she'll win a raise, huh? You know, she's got real confirmation. Yeah. Broad back.
Yeah, so how can you fix her so she'll win?
Let me go in and look at her, huh?
Well, I guess she'd trust you after last night. Go ahead, go on in.
Easy, girl. Easy now, easy. Oh. Let me look at your foot. Let me look at your foot, girl.
You know me.
Sure you do.
Stand still.
That's it.
You kind of know your way around horses, don't you, huh?
Some of my best friends have been horses. Well, did you ever hear of skee-ball?
Skee-ball? Who hasn't? Wasn't that the horse that held the all-time record for a mile and a quarter?
That's right. Well, watching this girl today, I kind of figured maybe she had what was wrong with him.
What was that?
Well, when skee-ball was a two-year-old, he had a tumor. Big as a marble, right under his left front hoof.
Yeah?
Yeah, every time he put his foot down, it hurt him. Just like I think it hurts her, that's all.
Yeah, well, so how did he win so many of those stake races?
Oh, seems there was a vet around. Young fella, smart as a whip. Till he got in with a lot of gamblers, and they got him in a jam.
Yeah, well, so what happened?
Why, this young vet, he operated on skee-ball. It was a tough operation, too. First, he had to remove a section from the wall of that hoof. Then there was that growth. Now, the trick, you see, was slicing that off without injuring the nerve, you see?
Yeah.
If he'd cut 1/1 inch too much...
They'd have sent a $500,000 horse to the glue factory.
Yeah, that's what they've done.
You think ladies maybe got the same sort of trouble, huh?
I think so, yes. Yeah. You know how it hurts when you got a pebble in your shoe.
Sure, I know.
Anybody in there?
Who is it?
Somebody left the jalopy outside with the lights burning.
Thanks. I'll go and turn them off.
No need. I turned them off myself.
Oh, well, thanks.
Well, how you feeling tonight, Mickey?
Oh, I'm okay, Mr. Donovan. Fine.
Well, your horse had tough luck today, huh?
Well, don't worry about that. She still tops with me. Mr. Gale gave her to me, you know.
No kidding, huh?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you... Say, who's your friend here, Mickey?
Huh? Oh, him? Oh, this is Terry. Mr. Donovan, meet Terry. One of the cops around the stable.
Haven't I seen you somewhere before, Terry?
Me? No, I don't think so.
Your face is familiar.
Yeah? Well, people always say there's a lot of guys like me floating around.
I'd swear I've seen you somewhere before. Oh, well, don't leave your lights on again. Good night, Mickey.
Yeah, good night, Donovan. Good night.
Good night, Mr. Terry, was it?
Yeah, good night. I guess I ought to be shoving off myself.
Well, you never told me what happened to that veterinarian who fixed skee-ball.
Oh, him? Yeah, he died.
Friend of yours?
I knew him.
Did he by any chance leave his working tools?
What working tools?
You know, his instruments, you know. Those you got in the bag in the back of your car.
How do you know I got him?
I saw him when I dropped the sign in back there.
Them? No. I won them shooting pool.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, a long time ago. I just keep them around to hawk when the going gets rough.
You know a lot about horses. You called that race today, and half the time you weren't even looking at the track.
Well, I've been around tracks and horses all my life.
You knew enough about Lady Q to say she was sick. You handled her like a veterinarian when you examined her a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
You know, I've been around horses, too.
Well, I suppose I did.
Yeah.
That business about skee-ball, I just made that up.
Oh, sure, you made that up.
I just made it up.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll see you. I got to be shoving now.
Yeah, I'll be seeing. Okay, I guess I was wrong about your being a veterinarian, too.
Yeah, you sure were.
Yeah.
So long.
Yeah, well, I apologize.
Yeah. You apologize for what?
I apologize to all the good guys I know who are veterinarians, not broken-down bums like you.
Now, listen.
Real vets are guys who love animals. I've got more respect for animals than I have for most humans. Animals need you. They never hurt you. They love you.
That's right.
That's right, yeah.
They never ask who you are or what you
That's
are.
That's right, you bet.
Yeah.
Another reason I respect vets so much is because animals can't tell you what's wrong with them, either.
No, animals can't say, I got a pain in the gizzard.
That's right, they can't say it. That's why I've always dreamed of being a veterinarian. I got more respect for a good vet than for all the doctors in the world.
You have? Honest, Mickey?
Tell me, does it take much studying to be a vet? Terry?
Sure, it takes a lot.
Uh-huh.
Took me years.
Uh-huh.
Then I was learning all...
Uh-huh.
Oh, you trapped me, didn't you? You trapped me.
Terry, listen to me. You can't let me down, please. I need you. Lady Q needs you. Look at her there, standing. She can be a great horse again if you
let me alone, will you? Let me alone.
Terry.
No, I ain't touched a knife in years.
Look, I'll pay you, Terry. How much do you
have? $1,000, $2,000. What difference
does it make? I'll steal it. If you'll help me, look at her. She was good once, you can make her good again. She's had a tough break, Terry. You know what tough breaks are. Give her a chance, won't you?
All right. Huh? You go get some chloroform.
Yeah.
And some bandages and some cotton.
Some cotton bandages.
Some of that canned heat.
Uh-huh.
Pick up a feed bag and
yeah.
Shut up until I get my instruments, will you?
Right.
Chloroform, bandages, cotton, and an old bag full of unused veterinarian instruments. The CD has been and a young man down almost to his last dime. What's the future for these two has-beens, the vet and the horse? What's the future for the lad who's never yet found a dream come true? We'll find out in just a minute. Two of the MGM Theater of the Air, starring Mickey Rooney with Parker Fenley. A little of the long green can help a man who's slipping, but what he really wants is a chance to regain his pride. Mickey, who had hung around stables most of his life, had learned to judge all kinds of derelicts. He got to know men as well as horses. His use of psychology worked on Terry and affected the latter's conscience, paved the way to finding his touch again as a veterinarian. With Lady Q standing by just outside the door, Terry is busy over a canned heat stove, sterilizing his ancient instruments.
Knock that door out there, Mickey. We don't want anybody busting in on it.
Yeah, right. There. Can I give you a hand?
Well, knowing how you feel about this horse...
I told you I'd steal the bag for you. You think I'm a weak guy?
All right. And put some chloroform on some of that cotton drop in the bottom of that feed bag.
Right. Like this?
Yeah. It's hot in here, ain't it?
Don't lose your nerve. Now what? Put the bag on her nose?
Yeah. But watch her.
Yeah.
She won't like the smell any more than you.
All right. Now, hold it. Get it over here. Hold it.
Watch out, Barrow, when she comes down.
I will. Hold it, girl. She's taking it good. Hold still, girl. It'll be all right. Watch out for her. She's going now, Doc. I think she's going down there. Watch out. That's a girl.
There it is, Mickey. You see the growth, just like I told you.
You sure know your stuff.
Keep your fingers crossed. We're just starting.
You sure she's got enough chloroform to keep her quiet, Doc?
We better have. The bottle's most gone.
Yeah.
Well, here goes.
Everybody out?
Who's that?
The watchman.
Turn out that light.
We need the lights. We can't leave her like this, Doc.
Everybody out?
You want me to land in jail? Oh, thanks. I just hope he didn't see a light under the door back there.
What was that about going to jail? You ain't doing anything wrong.
Is everybody out?
Hey, I ought to scram out of here.
Oh, no, you don't.
Let me go.
You can't quit her with her hoof open like that.
How can I work in the dark?
Stay here. Don't move. Wait.
Hey, turn that off.
There, now you got light. I'll hold this flash and you get going with those tools.
What about that watch?
He's gone. Come on.
I can't. I'm forgetting how to...
What you need is a drink. Here.
Well, why didn't you give me this first? That's liniment.
You stall 1 second longer and you'll be rubbing it on yourself.
Okay. Hand me that scalpel when I ask for it.
Right.
Fast.
Take a big breath, Terry. Can you smell that ocean already?
I thought you said you'd never been near the ocean.
I haven't. But I never smelled that smell before. Look back there in the trailer, too. Lady's got a whiff of it, too, huh? She's got a grin this wide. Wait a what? Watch the road. Watch where you're going.
Well, how can I look at Lady and watch the road?
Then stick to watching the road. I'll watch Lady. Terry, are you sure this seawater treatment's going to fix her like it fixed Ski Ball?
You still think I'm an old has-been, huh?
Well, you know what I think of that operation you've done. It was perfect.
Then don't ask me how she's going to be anymore.
Okay.
I'm sick of hearing you ask it. Old has-been, huh?
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Handshake like jelly.
All right, I'm sorry.
Liniment. You still got a beating coming to you for that liniment.
You and... Hey. Wait a minute. I saw some water off there. Turn right! Turn right, Terry!
Not now.
Huh?
No, bring her over here.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Slow down there, baby. All right.
Terry, she handles like a real runner.
Yes, she'll be the death of more bookmakers than you can bury in one afternoon.
You honestly think she's ready for a race?
I looked her over careful before we brought her down to the beach this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And seeing her now, she's ready, yeah. What she needs from now on is racing and plenty of it.
Well.
What are you taking off your shirt for?
Well, you better take off your coat and shirt too, huh?
What for?
Well, I'm ready to give you a chance to try to give me that beating you promised me. Come on.
Oh, wait.
Huh?
If I took my shirt off, I'd catch cold.
I thought you were through being a quitter.
I never fought anybody in my life.
Come on.
No, not unless I had a couple of snifters first.
Snifters? Well, you ain't had a drink in 2 months we've been here. Well... I gave you a chance to give me that beating, so all I can do now is give you that $2,000 for fixing Lady, huh?
Yeah.
Hope you don't want it right away, though.
No. I'll send you the bill after she's won her first couple of races.
Okay, Terry. You just send me the bill. What do you mean? What do you mean you send me the bill? Ain't you going to Burlington with us?
No, Mickey, I ain't going. She's all right now. No, I'd only be in your way.
Hey, but... Are you crazy?
No, we'd get in each other's hair like dandruff.
Well, maybe I like dandruff. Look, Terry, we get along swell together.
Sure we do.
Well, you know, I never laugh so much as I have being around you. And...
Well, you sure couldn't have had much to laugh at before.
Well, I haven't. No home since I was so high, just knocking around, making some dough here, making it there. But the times between, you know how it is. The dough goes faster out than in.
Yeah, it sure does.
Now, for the first time in my life, I've got something. A horse and a friend.
Well, I got a friend now, too, I guess.
Stick with me, huh? Be my trainer. We both need you. Lady Q and I will split. Share and share alike.
No,
huh? What do you say?
No,
Lady and I...
I can't do it, Mickey.
Look, Pop. Give me...
Wait.
Just one good reason why
Wait
you...
Wait a minute.
Give me...
What'd you call me, then?
Pop, any objections?
No, I guess not. Pop, no, It's just that nobody ever called me that before. You don't remember your real father, do you?
No, I don't.
Well, that makes a difference, too. No, I don't mind. Pop, let's make it formal and shake, huh?
Yeah, let's make it formal and shake. Yeah, that's swell.
Yeah, that's swell.
It's swell. You know, it's funny. It may sound funny, but it feels great to have a father.
I know just how you feel. Because now I got a son.
Oh, say, listen, there's just one thing, though. Is Terry your first name or your last?
That's my last. My full name's Tom Terry. Why?
I don't want to start life not knowing my father's name. Hey, Pop, you think we better try and make it to the track tonight, huh?
Pop, that sounds good even in this rain.
Oh, this rain's getting even harder. What about Lady Q?
How far you figure it is to Burlington?
Well, I figure it's about 38 miles from the last sign.
Holy smoke, why didn't you say so? I thought we was almost there.
No.
We got to get Lady Q inside somewhere and dry.
Well, hey, wait a minute. Hey, did you see what I saw over there when it was lightning? There, that big barn over there.
Yeah, turn in.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll let us hold up in there for the night, huh? Oh, girl.
Oh, now, easy. That's better now, huh? There. Now she's dry.
Sounds happy, all right.
She ought to be. We couldn't have found a bigger, drier barn in the daylight.
Yeah, and that pile of hay over there is just my size.
Say, what about us asking the owner's permission to put up here, huh, Pop?
Why, I've been thinking of that. Suppose they say no.
Yeah, but I've been thinking of that, too. Still, we ought to...
Sure, I know. But your clothes are sopping wet.
I know it.
I don't want you going out in this rain again, even just to the house.
Yeah, but I think we ought to ask permission.
Look,
Pop,
I'm your pop. I'm your pop, and you're staying in. Ain't you worried about me?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, you're soaking too, huh?
Sure, I'd catch my death of cold going out again. You'd hate to see that happen, wouldn't you?
Sure, Pop, you know I would. But still, one of us is better...
I tell you what. We'll just take off our clothes and bunk here for the night, huh? There's a couple of horse blankets over there we can lie under, and then in the morning...
Go on. How'll you fix it with the owner?
I'll put it up to the owner straight. He wouldn't want to see a horse die of a cold, would he?
I guess not.
All farmers love horses, you know.
Yeah, but I don't see any horses around here.
Listen, you get your clothes off and get under some dry covers. If anybody comes around, I'll show them this bag of instruments and tell them that I'm your doctor.
Pop, you asleep?
How can I sleep with that hen music?
That's what I was going to ask you about. You're a veterinarian. You ought to know a way of keeping them quiet.
Listen, I'm a specialist in horses, not hens.
Well, maybe that egg's bothering her.
What?
I mean, you know, sitting on the eggs.
Oh, what kind of a son have I got? That's all eggs are for, to let hens sit on them.
People eat eggs.
Yeah, they do. I wonder...
No, wait, don't touch that egg. It isn't ours.
Best thing to keep a cold away, an egg.
Hmm? Oh, well, you're my doctor. If I have to eat an egg,
no,
I'll...
No, this egg's mine.
Huh?
But I'll find you another one.
Thanks. But tell me, how are we going to cook them?
No way. But raw, they ain't bad.
Raw eggs?
Sure, I'll show you now.
Look at...
Get away, hen.
Don't step on the chickens, will you?
Get hens out of my hair, will you?
Get away.
She's
got a big...
Eh?
What was... Hey. Oh, Pop. Pull your blanket up. It's a Dane.
Put your hands up.
Huh? Oh, well, we can't. We've got no clothes under our blankets, ma'am.
Whose blankets?
Well, your blankets.
Thieves, eh?
No, ma'am. No. We just brought our horse in out of the rain.
Yeah,
horse
yeah.
Thieves, too.
Oh, no, ma'am.
Stand back or I'll shoot.
No, listen. We own this horse legal, ma'am. We ain't the kind that steals.
No, ma'am.
What's that in your hand?
Well, what do you know? One of these chickens must have flew over and dropped this egg in my hand.
I'm going to call the sheriff.
No, no, ma'am.
No, no, don't. You don't have to. We'll pay for any damage we've done, ma'am.
All right. $3.
What? $3?
Your horse has eaten some of my hay, I'm sure, and that egg and the damage you've done to my chicken's nerves as well as mine.
Well, you see, we're just out of money now.
And I'll call the sheriff.
No, no, please, look. Couldn't we work it off?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, we could.
Sure, look at my pop here. He can do the work of three ordinary men.
Mickey, now
sure,
wait.
Sure, sure. What about it, ma'am?
All right. You harrow a field for me tomorrow morning, all three of you. Well, you shouldn't be doing this. I certainly don't like the looks of you.
Well, we've been out in the rain.
I'll bet you look 100% better when you're spruced up, huh?
I look the same, wet or dry. I'll call you tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock and expect you to be ready.
Hey, Pop! You all finished?
I got a couple of more logs to split up.
Yeah, well, we're all finished, lady and I.
You little chiseler. Come on over here.
Come on. Okay, lady. Your farm days are almost over, girl.
Yeah. How'd lady take the work, Mickey?
Oh, she's good sport. Aren't you, lady girl, huh? Yeah. But she kept eyeing that field over there, wanted to run loose, I guess, you know.
Sure would be a nice place to turn her out, huh?
Yeah. Country air would do her good. Me too.
You know, that Miss Bueller, she sure cooks a good breakfast.
You know, Pop, I got an idea a few minutes ago. Suppose we went on to Burlington. We haven't got any money for entry fee.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that, too.
It'll cost us $75 to get Lady in that race we got our eye on.
I know.
What are we going to do, rob a bank?
What other ideas have you got?
Well, I've been looking around. This Miss Bueller's all alone.
You ain't thinking of robbing her.
What? With that sawed-off shotgun she wears? No, no. But, well, look at that barn. Well, what we couldn't do to that with a pail of whitewash, huh?
Yeah. Ought to be $10 in there.
Yeah, and that picket fence by the house, look at the teeth that's missing in it.
Might be $5 for a dental operation, huh? Hmm.
That's $15 there, and that lawn around the house needs a shave.
Yeah. You think we can talk her into giving us $75 worth of work?
I don't know. You're the educated guy. You could talk better than me.
Okay, Mickey, I'll do it.
Good.
I always used to have a way with women anyway.
Well, don't stand there fidgeting. What is it you want?
Why, we only dropped in to say, ma'am, that you've certainly got a nice place here.
Nice mortgage on it, too.
Hey, gosh, your food smells delicious, ma'am.
While you're smelling it, make yourself useful, young man. Start cutting that bread.
But you must be awful lonely living out here all alone.
Yeah.
Got a canary and a shotgun, company and protection, all I need. Here, put the butter on the table.
Yes,
sure, sure. But don't you ever feel the need of human companionship?
What was that again?
I mean, have you ever got tired of living alone?
I don't call having had 5 husbands living alone, exactly.
Pop, come back here.
Pick up that tray and wash it before I use it again, young man.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
That's right. 5. 1 at a time.
Yeah. What happened to them all?
They all passed on. Here, put these peas on the table.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Flanders, right in the middle of spring planting. That's enough bread, young man.
Yes,
Mr.
ma'am.
Ross, just after the corn harvest,
well,
and Mr.
Anyway, in looking over your place, ma'am, we noticed the barn needs whitewashing, and, of course, that would be worth $10, Pop?
Yeah, and that picket fence, that's about $5 worth of mending.
Yeah, and the lawns, too.
I see. Well, $5 for the barn, 2 for the fences. Lawns ain't worth more than 50 cents apiece.
But just a minute, ma'am.
Of course, I'd feed you free and your horse, but those are my terms. Take 'em or leave 'em.
Sold.
Mickey could see Terry's face, pain, anguish, horror, spread all over to the estimated $75 worth of work at Beulah's terms. But Mickey jumped at the offer anyway. We'll return for the third part of Stablemates in just a moment.
You're listening to Same Time, Same Station, the best of old-time radio. And I'm your host, Jerry Hendigas.
Now, Act 3 of the MGM Theater of the Air, starring Mickey Rooney. Determination, as the war mottoes imply, plays a part in every man's destiny. The boys, if we can so term our two main characters, had worked pretty hard. On the day for entering Lady Q in the Brewster Handicap, Mickey and Terry had their $75, even at Bueller's terms. That is, they practically had it. Bueller had advanced the dough, but Terry had to linger behind on one more small job, while Mickey went out alone to the Burlington track.
Well, hiya, Mickey.
Hiya, Donovan. You playing Sherlock Holmes for this meeting?
If anybody tries any tricks, how's the stablehand racket?
I wouldn't know. I'm an owner now.
Who are you kidding?
What do you think I'm sitting here for? Take a look.
Entry blank, huh?
Sure.
Lady Q. That's say, right. Isn't that the horse Gale used to own?
Oh, well, Mr. Gale, he gave her to me.
Played shortstop on every track she ran on.
Yeah, but she's all over that. Look, Donovan, tomorrow's third race, she's going to win it for us.
Who is us?
Me and my old man.
I didn't know you had a father.
Sure.
Say, did you ever run into that fella again, you know, the one I talked to at the other track?
What about him?
Well, I finally remembered who he was. I looked him up at headquarters. It's Doc Terry, all right?
What?
Yeah. That's his name. Dr. Thomas Terry. Used to be a vet. He owes the state prison 8 years.
What for?
Well, you remember a horse named Grand Sheik?
Yeah, I remember.
Well, booze had got to Doc Terry, and he fell in with a bunch of grifters who wanted Grand Sheik to lose. So they got Terry to do the old sponge act.
Sponge act?
Yeah.
Well, you know, drinking, Donovan, makes a guy do a lot of things he ain't really responsible
well,
for.
Well, this time he was responsible for Grand Sheik dropping dead in the middle of the race, and the jock riding him dies in the hospital a week later.
And you never caught this Doc Terry?
Oh, we nabbed him, all right, but he jumped his bail. And I think I was standing right next to him that night we were in the stable with you. You sure you haven't seen him?
No, I ain't seen him, Donovan. I got to be going.
I'll see you opening day.
Huh? Oh, well, maybe Lady Q. You know, a lot depends on her foot.
Her foot? And... Let's see, has she had an operation?
No. We just found she was, you know, doing funny things with it, lifting it up, and, you know, got it all straightened out now, but I'll be seeing you, Donovan.
Well, now, Mr. Terry, that suit fits you real good.
You shouldn't do this, ma'am. You shouldn't do this.
Now, take that suspicious look out of your eyes. I'm not going to make you put another coat of paint on the barn in exchange for the suit.
Oh. Well, suit looks pretty good on me, eh?
That boy of yours will be right proud of you. Wish the late Mr. Flanders' clothes fitted him, too.
Well, I wouldn't worry, ma'am. After the handicap, Mickey'll be on his way to money for clothes and school and everything else he wants.
Maybe so, but seems life on a farm would be more sure than horse racing. For both of you.
Yeah. Well, we'd like to stay on, ma'am.
Farm needs a couple of men. I do get lonely.
Sure, I know that. But it's going to take a lot to send Mickey to school. He's way behind all the others, you know. No fault of his. It's going to take money for special teachers and all to help him to get where he can study to be a vet.
There's plenty of money for someone owning half this place.
I don't get you.
State law is that husband and wife share all property.
You mean, ma'am, you're asking me to marry you?
You don't think I'm suggesting anything else, do you?
Well, this is a sudden. You mind? Mind if I go out to the barn and kind of think it over?
Think it over, fiddlesticks. None of the others had to think it over. Just leave it to me. I've been through it 5 times before, so I know how to cut corners. Especially if you want money for Mickey. A house wedding costs money. Justice of the peace will be his binding. Tomorrow afternoon, after you finish the milking, you and I... Thomas, where are you going?
I just saw Mickey pulling in by the barn. I can't make a move unless I talk to my son.
But, Pop, you said you had a way with women. I think this news is swell.
No, Mickey, you don't understand. She wants me to marry her.
Well, I heard you. Congratulations.
Oh, Mickey.
You won't ever have to wander around anymore. You won't be in any danger. You can do
danger,
anything.
Danger. Don't you call settling down with a 5 times loser danger?
Well, look, it Pop, it's beautiful here. The country air's made you look like a new man. The work's been good for you.
Yeah, but what about our plans?
Huh?
Racing Lady Q.
Oh, well.
Getting the dough for your school.
Oh, don't worry about me. You can teach me all I ever need to know, Pop, right
no,
here.
No, no. To be a real vet, you got to finish your regular education. You got to be smart the way they make you in schools, even before you open a book in the vet school.
Look, I'll get a job, and then I can do that later.
Yeah, what about Lady Q?
Hmm. Look, we don't have to race her. She can stay here. She loves running out in that field out there. And...
Oh, no, you're nuts. Come on, get your things together. Let's head for Burlington before I become
a
husband.
We're not going to Burlington.
Why not?
Well, I'm not sure a lady's ready for a race yet.
Yeah, who says...
Well, I say so.
Mickey, look at me.
Oh, well...
What's wrong with you?
Nothing, it's...
What happened on that ride to Burlington and back to...
Nothing,
Dallas?
I tell you.
Don't you lie to me.
Well, to be honest with you, I did get to thinking, see? Maybe you and me... Well, maybe it's better if you stay here and I go on, you know?
Mickey... You can't do this to me.
I don't want to hurt you, Terry. We've been good friends, you and me, haven't we? Well, I think it's better that we split up now.
Mickey, something has happened. Now, come on, what is it?
Look, don't shake me. I'm no kid.
You've gone out of your mind, Mickey. Come on now, wake up.
Take your hands off of me.
Mickey, get your things and let's get out of here. This place ain't healthy for us. Let's go to Burlington and
we aren't going to Burlington, see? We aren't going to any tracks ever.
Mickey, please.
Get away. Chief... Pop, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
It's okay. You didn't have to hit me, though.
Well, I told you to let me alone. We're through, you and me. Now go on and get out and get back to Beulah. I'm taking Lady Q and I'm getting out. Oh, there, girl. Oh, girl. Still a minute now. Yeah, you sure look like a queen, girl.
How can you tell with your back turned to me?
Huh? Beulah! How did you get here?
Oh, I can find my way around a racetrack stable as well as any other. They smell the same.
Yeah, but I mean, well, what are you doing here?
What do you think? I came to see you. Morning, lady.
How do you like that?
First time she ever answered me. Mickey, what's this happened between you and your father?
Oh, him. Well, I don't know. We just decided to go different ways. He's still with you?
Being married this afternoon, I hope.
He didn't come here with you.
After what happened, I should say not.
Oh, well, I'm glad he didn't do that. Did you come to patch things up between us?
I wish I could say yes, Mickey. Don't you wish that's why I was here?
Yeah, sure. He's all right. But... It wouldn't be any use anyway, you know.
Why did you treat him like that? Well?
I can't tell you if you like. I just ain't able to tell you, believe me. I love the guy more than anyone else in the world, you see, but it was just time we broke up. I'm over 21 and that...
Well, if you'll tell me, all right. I came to bring you your money, the money you earned working for me.
I don't want it, I don't want it.
$37.50, you've got it coming to you.
I don't need it, see?
Have you found a job here?
I'm doing all right, don't worry about me.
What about entering Lady Q in the race?
I decided not to do it after all.
No, you're broke.
Look, I was broke when I came to your farm. I've done a few jobs here and there, but just to pay for the stable and the feed bill for Lady and me.
Well, I hope you haven't eaten much, so your weight's down.
What do you mean by that?
Your father said you'd act like this, so I took your money and his money and entered Lady Q in the race.
Well, look, I won't take his dough. See, you can't enter this horse without me. I'm the owner, see, and you got to fill out the entry blank.
How can't I? You already filled out an application the day you came, remember? Only they said you walked out suddenly right after signing it. Well, now Lady Q is entered, and what are you going to do about it?
You win, Beulah. I'll ride her and she'll win. If you promise me one thing. Don't let Pop come here around me. You understand? Don't let him come here to see me.
Why not?
I'm just telling you, don't let him come.
I wish I knew what was going on behind those eyes of yours. All right, Mickey. I'll lock him up that day.
Are nearing the starting gate.
Well, mind if I make a little room beside you, mister?
Always room for one more, I say.
Give me $2.
Say.
Yeah, we've met before. Terry, I think the name was. Donovan's mine.
Quit talking, will you? I gotta watch this race.
It is now post time.
Yeah, you have a kid riding in this, haven't you?
What do you know about it?
Everything, Doc. Everything.
See, why are you calling me Doc? Oh, I see. You know, huh?
Everything, Dr. Terry. I put two and two together the day Mickey ran out on me. The day he came over to file the entry.
The day? Oh. So that's why he hit me.
And there they go. Red Power is going to the front. Newcastle is second by a head. The blonde Betty's third by a neck and jumping.
Let me just stay to see this, Donovan. I locked my wife in a closet to see this.
You what?
Yeah.
Quarter is Red Power in front by a length and a half. Duke Arthur is second by half a length. Ballon Bet is third by a head. Then Jumping Star is fourth. Mr. Blondie is number five.
Ah, come on, Lady Q. Come on.
Hey, Donovan, whose side are you
into
on here?
Into the far turn is Duke Arthur now on top.
He's failing the field.
Mr. Blondie is second by a head. Ballon Bet is third. Mad Power is fourth. And Jumping Star on the outside.
Move down.
Turning for home now, it's Duke Arthur in front by one length. Mr. Bondi a second. Blonde Bet swings wide into the turn.
There's your chance, Mickey. Driver, take her through.
Get up, boy. Come on, Mick. Come on.
And here comes Lady Q on the rail.
Go to him, lady. Go to him, lady girl.
It's Duke Arthur, Mr. Bondi, and Lady Q on the rail. It's Duke Arthur, Mr. Bondi, and Lady Q. Duke Arthur, Lady Q. Duke Arthur, Lady Q. Duke Arthur, Lady Q. Now it's Lady Q and Duke Arthur. They're neck and neck, head to head, toe to toe. Duke Arthur, Lady Q. Now Lady Q is driving away. Driving away. And at the wire, it's Lady Q. Lady Q, the winner.
What's the matter here? You're not getting fancy on me, are you, now that you've won a race, lady? You just be... What in the...
I guess she recognizes an old friend, Mickey.
Pop.
Sure. You knew I'd come, didn't you?
You saw the race?
You knew I'd be here.
Yeah. I knew somehow you'd make it. Wasn't the lady here terrific, Pop?
Both of you were. What have you, Mickey?
Oh, no, wait a minute. Don't cry.
Who's crying? I'm laughing with tears at what you've done to them other jocks.
How'd you get here?
Beulah tried to lock me up in the pantry, but I asked her to come in to make sure I couldn't get out. She's still in there.
You shouldn't have come, Pop.
I know. I know all about it, Mickey. I know why you hit me.
Who told you?
Everything.
Who told you? I didn't say a word to Buell. You ran into Donovan?
He helped me boot you home.
Donovan helped you boot? So now what's going to happen, Pop?
So now he's waiting outside. I got to go
with him. No, look, Pop, I got 3,500 clams coming to us from this race. He doesn't know about Beulah's place. Beat it out and meet me there. Then we'll go somewhere and start up a little place, just you and
me,
huh?
No,
huh?
No.
We can do it. No. If you make it quick, Pop, won't you do
you
it?
You don't mean any of this.
Go on. No.
Do you?
No, I guess neither of us would do it.
I had a little talk with Donovan, Mickey. Maybe it won't be so long. A couple of years, you know, and then it'll be all over. And I can come on back. There's nothing hanging over my head.
Yeah, that'll be better, I guess.
Yeah. You got a lot to do in those years. A lot of studying to make up for.
Yeah. And I'll do it. I won't be riding again. I'll be studying hard. But if there's anything you need in the...
Say it, Mickey. I ain't ashamed. In the prison.
Yeah, if there's anything you need, you let me know, huh?
You know... It won't be as long as it really is, because now I got something to live for.
Got a wife?
Yeah.
And you got a son.
That's even better. That's the best thing that happens to a man ever, having a son.
Thanks, Pop. Thanks. I'll be waiting. I'll be waiting, and when you come out, we'll go into business, you and me, you know it. Terry and Son will call
no,
it.
No, no, sir. It'll be Terry and... Say, Mickey, just what the heck is your last name?
Don't be a fool, Pop. Since that day at the beach, it's been Terry, too.
Mickey Rooney will be back with you in just a moment. Mickey, I've been associated with you a long time, and it's good to have you on our MGM Theater of the Air.
Thank you, Howard. It's like old home week being here.
Well, I guess you've won about every honor on the screen of Ford's. You've been an Academy Award winner, and you've won the Best Actor poll for many successive years. You've been equally good in domestic comedy, heavy drama, dancing musicals.
And I finally made the MGM Theater of the Air, Howard.
Well, that's tops around here, and we're getting pretty good letters from our many listeners. I'm sure they'll like this performance of yours in one of your favorite picture plays.
Well, I'd like to say it brings back a lot of sentimental things and a little catch in my throat when I remember working with the late Wally Beery.
Yes, Mickey, a great many of us shared your admiration for Wally, and we'll call Stablemates a little memento to the old boy.
I don't think I can think of anything nicer, Howard.
Thank you, Mickey Rooney.
You have been listening to Stablemates, starring Mickey Rooney, adapted for radio by Charles Monroe. Original music composed and conducted by Joel Herron. The program was directed by Marx B. Loeb and produced by Raymond Katz. The supporting cast included Parker Fenley and Agnes Young. Ed Stokes speaking.
I'd like to remind you that all programs aired on Same Time, Same Station come directly from our CD masters. They are all available on CD or cassette. For more details on how to purchase these cassettes or CDs, you may go to our website at otrsite.com. That's OTR as in old time radio, site, S-I-T-E, otrsite.com, or email Jerry at otrsite.com, or you may call area code 562-696-4387. If you missed anything, this information will be repeated at the end of the program. Welcome back to Same Time, Same Station, the best of old-time radio. And I'm your host each week at this time, Jerry Hendigas.